One of the things that really bugged me about you knuckleheaded Catholics praying to saints, one of the things that really bugged me the most is I used to say two things. Number one, if you're praying to saints, how can they hear you? Let's take Mary. If you got a billion people praying to Mary at the same time, how could she hear all billion of them at the same time? You guys are making a goddess out of her. She would have to be God to be able to hear. I know I can't even keep my desk straight at my office. How could she hear a billion prayers at the same time? Or even better, not only the time thing at the same time, but how about this? 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 20. You know what it says? Only God knows the hearts of the children of men. Only God knows. So what if you're praying to Mary and you don't even move your lips? She can't read your lips. You're praying. How can she know what's in your heart? Right? Well, you know what? On one level, it was really simple. You know why we believe it? Because the Bible says so. Right? Isn't that great? You as Catholics can say that to your Bible-believing Christian friend. You know why we believe it? Because the Bible says so. Revelation chapter 5 says, each one of them, these saints in heaven, these elders in heaven, each one of them has or is receiving the incense, which are the prayers, that's plural, of the saints, that's plural. So in other words, each one of them is receiving multiple prayers from multiple saints coming up from the earth, and they take them to God. And by the way, if you go to Revelation 8, verses 3 through 5, you'll find the angels are doing the same thing. Just three chapters later, the angels are doing the same thing, taking the prayers of the saints to God. And the result is, look at verse 5, thunder and lightning strikes at the earth as a result. Now, this is symbolic for God responding to those prayers. And it affects the earth, folks.